RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We've got your exclusive coverage here.
Let's go!
Our Falcons play here. WCGC Atlanta, WCGC HD1.
Always live and free on the Odyssey app.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it, Chuck Reese Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. A little Coolio to get you started. It's Coolio's birthday today.
R.I.P.
Yeah, but unfortunately he's not around to celebrate.
Yeah, when
did he die? When was that?
Was that early this year or late last year?
I thought it was only a couple months ago.
I feel like it was maybe earlier this year, yeah. But I know they just, I want to say about 2 weeks ago, I saw where they finally said what the report of, you know, what the cause of death was, which was...
September 28th of 2022.
So last year.
Wow.
Yeah. Coming up on a year.
I know. I mean, it's been almost a year that Julio's been dead. Felt like he was just dead a few months ago.
Yeah, no. But I think they did just, like I said, a few weeks ago or maybe a little longer... cause of death, they finally released that, which it was, I think, like a combination of drugs in his system
toxicology
type deal.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Showed up that, again, non-conducive mixture of Molotov cocktail, different chemicals and stuff like that. So
that's what happened to Shock G, too. Remember from Digital Underground, the Humpty Hump guy? Mm-hmm. That same thing with him.
Yeah, with his big nose. Yeah.
Tickle your ear.
When did he die?
I think he was 2 years ago. He was before Coolio, if I'm not mistaken.
Let's look that up. Shock.
Yeah, I'm almost positive he was just before
Coolio. Just grab him in the biscuit. he died in 2021.
Yeah. So.
Wow, okay. It looks funny to see him with his just... Regular,
without his stuff
yeah,
on,
without
yeah.
The, without the, you know, the...
The glasses with the nose.
Yeah. But the what do you call that? Prosthetic nose or whatever. What's it called? Yeah. So, but yeah, he died in 2021. So it's been a while. Since... I did not realize that he had died. So do what you like. Anyway. 404-726-0929. That is our phone line. If you're headed home from Truist Park and you want to weigh in, we call this our Braves closeout. We give you a chance to comment about the game tonight. So if you want to call in, 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929, you can give us your thoughts about the Braves game here this evening. Braves do win, so now the rubber match coming up tomorrow. So Spencer Strider does pick up the win, and he now moves to 12-3. I don't know if that ties him. I'll look and see. That ties him for the league lead in wins because, again, he had been leading in two of the three Triple Crown categories as far as the world of pitching. So, obviously... He's had a very good year. Let's see here. Let's see if that lets him lead the league in wins. And, yeah, it ties him with Zach Elfin, Taijuan Walker for the major league lead in wins. So Strider right there with Zach Elfin and Taijuan Walker of Philadelphia. But he's 12-3 on the season. Now he broke his own record earlier tonight where he became the fastest guy to 200 strikeouts. He broke his record from last year. And again, there's no reason to think that he is not going to break the single-season record for the Atlanta Braves. 276, the modern-day record, the 20th century record, let's put it that way, the modern-day record of 276 by John Smoltz in 1996. He's well on his path to do that, and he still is going to get a whole bunch of starts to get it in. 6 2/3 tonight, 5 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and 9 strikeouts. More importantly is he had given up 5 homers in his last 3 starts, and he did not give up a home run tonight. Threw 110 pitches. He tried to get through 6 innings, but Snicker had to eventually pull him. And Jimenez and Minter and Iglesias, they round out. Jimenez got the last out of the seventh inning, and then Minter pitched the 8th, Iglesias the 9th, and that was all that she wrote. So 5-1 tonight, Braves do win. Michael Harris, the hitting hero. Oh, look at this, huh? Let's see here. 7, 8, and 9, Day-Day. 3, 6, 9, 2, 3, 4. 4 for 9, 4 runs, 4 RBI. That's your 7, 8, 9 hitters. 4 for 9, 4 runs, 4 RBI, and 3 homers. Because Arcia homered in the game, and Michael Harris hit 2 homers. Again, bottom of the order. I mean, we've talked about it. Bottom of the order for the Braves. When they get it done, they're unbeatable. And that's the thing, is that they're unbeatable when they have the bottom of the order hitting. And again, it wasn't a high-scoring game or any kind of thing like that. But when those guys can get it cranked up and going, it's not just their run production, but they turn the lineup over to allow for Ronnie and Ozzy and Riley to be able to do their thing. And so, obviously, you know, look, it's one of those things where when the bottom of the order gets it cranked up, you get more opportunities, and Braves took advantage of it tonight. Arcia hits his 11th home run. Michael Harris hit 2 homers. He's up to 11 homers. Arcia with a couple RBI, that gives him 38 on the year. Olsen had a sacrifice fly to give him 90 RBI for the season. And Michael Harris gets a couple RBIs. He's got 30 ribbies on the year. Braves are only 0 for 1 with runners in scoring position as compared to 0 for 5 for the California Angels. And Ronnie was picked off of first in the game. But Ohtani did pick up a steal in the game tonight. He's got 13 steals. Sandoval falls to 6-8. Five innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs. Actually didn't pitch all that bad, but Strider was really good tonight. And that was just what the doctor ordered, because he had given up in his last 18 innings over his last 3 starts. He'd pitched 18 and a third innings and had given up 11 earned runs in his last 3 starts. So this was a much-needed performance from Spencer Strider. It's his first win since July 8th. So crazy to think that he's been able to hang on, you know, tied for the league lead in runs, or sorry, wins. But, you know, now he's tied, you know, or leading in 2 of the 3 categories for the Triple Crown of pitching, right? So, again, he's 12-3 on the season. He's over 200 strikeouts now. I think it's 208 strikeouts that he has for the season. And I like the fact that Snicker tried to let him go with 110 pitches and finish out the 7th inning. Tried to let him go and finish things out, but he just could not get there. And but that was a gutsy performance. Like, they needed that performance out of him to where, you know, he got himself back on track, most importantly, right? And hopefully that this is a sign of things to come, where, again, he's just trending in the right direction for everything. So all good news for the Braves. So 404-726-0929 if you want to chime in. Middle of the order really didn't do anything tonight. Olsen, Murphy, and Ozuna all did not have a hit. Ozzy and Riley were 3 for 8. Ronnie did not get on. He didn't get a hit, but he did get on base a couple of times with a couple of walks in the game. He's hitting .331 with a .416 on base even after tonight's action. And by the way, don't look now, but we mentioned this earlier in the show. Michael Harris now is up to .277 with a .325 on base and a .461 slugging. So it's not quite, you know, what it was last year, but he's also finding a way to creep himself up. You know, he's finding a way to just kind of creep up and get closer and closer. You know, again, remember, he hit 297 last year with a 339 on base. But again, it's now 277 for him with a 325 on base. And the 461 slugging, you know, is moving up as well. So he's starting to get back on track, starting to show signs of the old Michael Harris and certainly the power that is there as he's up to 11 home runs now. Maybe he doesn't quite get to the 19 that he had last year, right? I mean, again, it was a magical season for him in a lot of ways that, you know, he got to 19 homers and obviously was, you know, when you figure he didn't come up until, what was it, about May?
It was May.
Yeah,
it was May.
Not quite Memorial Day, but I think it was.
It was like that week. I want to say it was the weekend before Memorial Day.
Yeah, like the 25th or something like that, or somewhere around in that range or whatever like that.
And you got to figure, too, pitchers got the tape on him now. Like, he had the advantage last year, right?
Yeah.
So this year, pitchers got the tape, you know. So he's going to, you know, that's kind of common.
Yeah, sophomore slump. I mean, you know, the baseball's about that you adjust to them, they adjust to you, then you have to adjust to them again,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yep.
But good to see him getting his power stroke back. Good to see him, you know, starting to hit the ball with some authority. And good to see the batting average is starting to rise now to get back to where he was. So Braves do win tonight 5-1. One other note in the game as well as, you know, besides Strider, you know, doing well. But A.J. Minter obviously back now and one inning with a hit and a strikeout. 16 pitches, his ERA sitting at 4.68. So good all the way around for the Braves tonight in this game. So, and a much-needed win. You know, again, I think that it was good to figure out a way to win at home. Now 35-20 on the year at home. Still the 30 games above 500. 67-37 overall. 35-20 at home. Angels, California Angels, go to 56-51 as they're 27-28. On the road. So Ohtani was 1-for-4 tonight with a couple of strikeouts. He had a stolen base, but really didn't do anything. And, you know, their offense did not get anything cranked up and going against Spencer Strider. And that was a gutsy performance because, again, we talked about 11 earned runs that he'd given up in his last three starts. Way too high of a number. You're not going to win many games like that. Way too high of a number. He probably deserved better fate in his last start, where he wasn't bad with, two runs or three runs? I think six innings and three runs. He wasn't too bad, but he probably deserved a better fate. But he was a better pitcher tonight, and he found a way to get it done. And certainly with just the one run given up, he was in line to pick up the win, and he did that. Goes to 12-3 now, 208 strikeouts on the season, as we said. Broke his own record as the fastest player to 200 strikeouts. And 276 is right in line. What's going to be interesting is, can he get to 300? If he's sitting at like 289 and he's eligible to make one more start, does Snicker pitch him? Because remember, he was beat up and banged up at the end of last year.
Yeah.
And didn't pitch very well in that playoff game against Philadelphia. So that was one of the things that really hurt us was his health and injury status. But the Snicker, If 300 is in reach, does Snicker allow him to pitch at the very? Because again, the division's over. It's been over. It's a runaway. Say what you will, but Braves are going to win this thing by double digits, going away very comfortably. But if this lead holds up, and he's got the ability to start right at the end of the season, he's sitting at about 291 strikeouts. Does Snicker let him pitch? That would be interesting to see if Snicker. I think Snicker would let him pitch. I think Snicker would let him get to 300 because that's a rare occurrence, right, in today's world. You don't see that very often in today's baseball world. And obviously at that point he would have the Braves franchise record or team record, I should say, modern-day team record at that point. But I wonder if he would let him pitch in a final start of the season to get to 300. That would be interesting to see if that decision comes
down. I think
the
record would probably be more. I think if he gets the record, depending on where we're at.
Yeah, he'll be at the record here. I mean, probably in about, you know, not even six starts. I mean, yeah. He's probably got five more starts to get the record. Where he'll be, you know, that'll put him at.
At his average, which is what, nine?
He's over nine strikeouts.
So that would put him
start,
at
so.
That put him at 250.
Yeah, it's just a matter of whether or not if he's close. I mean, if he's got two or three starts in front of him to get to 300, he'll definitely start. But let's just say it comes down to that final start of the year where the Braves are 15 games up and there's nothing to be gained by it. Does Snicker let him pitch as he's trying to get to 300 strikeouts? That personal milestone. I don't know. We'll see. That would be interesting to watch and see what happens. All right, 404-726-0929. Which unit is going to be better for the Falcons this year? Defensive line or secondary? 404-726-0929. Your chance to weigh in. Give us a call, 404-726-0929. Better unit this year, secondary or the defensive line? Chuck Renekia Studios, Sports Radio 99 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
More John Chuckery.
He's in the zone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. We have Rank 'Em coming up in 20 minutes, so get your lists. I've got some on the text line. I've got some on my Twitter page, at JMCH316. He's at D.D. Lewis for real. So you can hit us up on Twitter. You can hit us up on the text line, 404-726-0929. So get your list in. We also are opening up the phone lines, too. We took some calls about this earlier. So asking you the question, which unit is going to be better this year, the defensive line or the secondary? You know, I tend to lean more toward the secondary for a few reasons. One is, I think that there's the ability for a lot of upside when you look at Jeff Okuda, A.J. Terrell. We know A.J. Terrell is a really good player, but had a bit of a step back year last year. And Jesse Bates, obviously. If those three guys can really step up their game, this could be a very special group. Okuda's a guy that, you know, could play himself into a big-time contract, you know, with a really good year this year. A.J. Terrell could make himself a $20 million contract per year in the NFL. And obviously, Jesse Bates has been a second-team All-Pro, like what A.J. Terrell has been in the past. He's a guy that could step up and have a really big year with all the guys around him. And then, you know, again, you look at Mike Hughes and guys like that, Clark Phillips. I mean, you have some guys that have a lot of potential, maybe not at the level that some of the top guys do, but guys that have potential to have really good seasons. And then when we look at this thing, I look at the X factor for the X factor of Jerry Gray coaching the secondary. And I think that he could be the real difference maker as far as coaching this unit up, coaching this group of guys up, and making them into a top-tier unit. You know, Jair Alexander has nothing but good things to say about him. Obviously, we've already seen guys in camp talking about him. Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor were rookies when Jerry Gray was there. He was coaching the secondary for them. He's been a longtime defensive coordinator and secondary coach. And obviously, he's had a lot of success in the league, and he's got lots of players under his tutelage. So I think that that's going to be the factor in it. I think that there are still a lot of questions about the defensive line. I don't have questions about Grady. I don't have questions about Onyemata. But I do think Ebba Cady, Caden Ellis, you know, Lorenzo Carter, you know, even to a degree, Calais Campbell. I think Calais Campbell is going to be a really good player. But does Father Time? Father Time catches up to everybody, whether we like that or not. Father Time catches up to everybody. Is this the year that it catches up to him? Can he stay healthy for 17 games? You know, he missed a few games last year, but he did play about 60% of the snaps in the games that he did play. So, again, that's a really good year. And obviously he played a pretty good bit. So we'll see if he can keep that pace up, you know, this coming season. But there's a lot more questions, I believe, about this group. So, Day-Day, I'll ask you, which unit do you think is going to be better, defensive line or the secondary?
I'm kind of torn because, you know, I really feel good about what they've done with the defensive line, but I do feel like the secondary is probably the most balanced secondary we've seen in years, especially if everybody stays healthy. And I just feel like the play of that secondary, if everybody stays healthy, I think this is an opportunity that the defensive line has to take advantage of. Because when those guys, when those QBs, opposing QBs, you know, step back, drop back for passes, and if these guys are holding their own for those first few seconds that you need, like that line, if they're not taking advantage of that, that's going to be a problem.
Well, you heard, you know, I thought it was funny what, not haha funny, but I mean what Steve Wyche said when we heard him earlier, mm-hmm. that again, those guys can be really good, but in today's NFL, you're not going to cover for 5 and 6 seconds.
Yeah.
And see, this goes back to why I don't believe in coverage sacks. And I've explained the theory. I don't believe in coverage sacks. It's not 1978.
Right.
It's not two wide receivers and maybe a tight end or a running back that goes out of a pattern.
It's not Tecmo Bowl.
Right. I mean, there are 4, 5, 6 guys at a time that run out in patterns nowadays. And there are all kinds of guys running around at the skill position players on your offense. And you're not covering everybody. That's why most of the league plays in nickel and dime packages, because you need as many DBs on the field. You didn't need that in the old days. In 1978, I could have 2 corners, 2 safeties, and that's all I needed. You didn't have all right. these guys running around and all this crazy. Nowadays, you've got to have 4, 5, 6 defensive backs, because if not, you're going to get crushed by offenses.
Mm-hmm.
Too many weapons that are running around on the field. So, again, I look at this and say, we have to find a pass rush. Now, that's a separate deal from, you know, again, who's going to be better. I still think the secondary will play the best. But that's why I always talk about it. It's mythology to think that you can cover for that length of time if there's no pass rush, right? I mean, it's mythology. That's what it is. You can't cover in today's NFL for that long, or quarterbacks will just pick you apart. Even we've seen it. I mean, we've seen the Taylor Heinickes and who was the guy from a couple of years ago for the Lions? Not Jared Goff, but the guy that picked us apart a couple of years ago. I mean, we've seen these guys that can pick us apart, you know, just because if you don't get to the quarterback and you can't put pressure on him, then you're not going to be able to hold. So, you know, again, I think the secondary will be better, but I need that fire breather. We talked about this with Steve Wyche too. Look, you know, Hendrickson, you know, he's been up at two camps here recently. Hendrickson of Cincinnati and Myles Garrett. You want those two guys lined up on your end of your defense? Could I have either one of those guys on the end of my defense? That's two fire breathers. Those two guys are wrecking McCruz. Hendrickson has got the franchise record for sacks in a season for Cincinnati. Myles Garrett's one of the ultimate wrecking crews in the NFL. Like, he's one of the all-time wrecking crews going. So, again, you know, when you have those kinds of guys, things are a lot different. We don't have that guy yet. We don't have – now, look, could that be Ebba Cady? Could Ebba Cady be a guy that becomes that fire breather that we need off the edge? Yeah, I think so. I've seen flashes, and I think he's done some good things, and I think that he's got a lot of ability. He probably should have started more, probably should have played more last year. But, you know, again, they don't necessarily play their rookies as far as dropping those guys into a lot of reps and high volume of snaps and things like that. But probably should have started more, especially when the season was over with. Probably should have started more down the stretch for this club. But, again, much like Ritter, we have to kind of live with the idea that we don't know exactly what he is. We don't really have a feel for what Ebba Cady is. He showed flashes. He had sparks. Arguably his best game was the one that he started. The one start that he did make, he was pretty productive in that game. But we don't know if he's that fire breather coming off the edge. And that's where I think that we have a lot more questions with our defensive line than we do with our secondary. I've seen A.J. Terrell be really good, and I think he can get back to that form. Now, whether he does or not is a separate question, but I think he can, and I've seen him be a second-team All-Pro. I've seen Jesse Bates be a second-team All-Pro. I've seen those guys have good years. And obviously, Okuda is a guy that you have all the ability in the world. You have to take it and harness it and put it all together. So, again, the secondary, Jerry Gray coaching this group, I think that's the group that's going to lead when all is said and done. 404-726-0929 if you want to chime in and give us your thoughts. And we really haven't talked about the linebackers all that much. I mean, again, the not just the preseason, but next week when they go down to Miami for a few of those practices and we see the Dolphins and Falcons practice with one another, that's where you want to watch. You know, that's where you want to watch. I wonder if D-Led or Mike Rothstein or somebody's going down to Miami to watch those practices, because that will be the thing to really watch.
I'd have to imagine Rothstein, if any of them. I mean, D-Led probably,
yeah, D-Led
too.
Probably.
Yeah, but I definitely think Rothstein probably would.
Because I'd be curious to see what those guys have to say, because those joint practices are one of those things where you learn a lot about some of these things, right? Like, the joint practices are sometimes more valuable than the preseason game itself, because they're not going to run anything, you know, extraordinary or anything like that to show anything off, but the physicality of the practices. And again, after a couple of weeks of camp, you're ready to hit somebody with a different colored hat on, right? I mean, that's the other thing, too, is you're finally ready to just hit somebody else that's not one of your teammates. And, you know, those are more like old school practices.
Right.
Not saying that they completely are, because the way they – CBA has been. I mean, it's just been all negotiated away with practices. I mean, Randy Mack always jokes about this, that practice in today's NFL is just ridiculous compared to what years past would be. You know, 2 days and all these different kinds of things. Even D-Led was joking last night about that, you know, with the 2 days and stuff like that, because, again, it's not the same thing anymore.
Yeah.
You can't hit, by and large.
Nah. Speaking of D-Led, did you see that he did pay his fine?
Mm. He did, yes. And by the way, so he not only paid his fine, he presented Arthur Smith with a check, and Arthur Smith said, pick the charity, and I'll double the amount.
Yeah.
So that's all good. So,
yeah, good stuff there.
Yeah, good stuff. And obviously, have a little bit of fun with D-Led, but good for Arthur Smith for doing all that, so, and having some fun as well. He does look different this year. He does. I think he's got a little bit of a loosey-goosey attitude. I mean,
he feels comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, again, he's coaching an NFL roster for the first time.
Right.
I mean, that's the reality of it. He's coaching an NFL roster for the first time. I did also think, too, that the comment by Arthur Blank about Matt Ryan coming back in the fold. Look, Matt Ryan is going to get his number retired.
Right.
Okay, so he's going to have his number retired here sooner than later. But that's coming down the pike.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be in the Ring of Honor. I mean, they don't retire very many numbers. They don't put a whole lot of guys in the Ring of Honor. Matt's going to be in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah,
he's the most important Falcon player of all time.
Yeah,
so
without a doubt.
By the way, did you see before we get to rank him? Did you see Paul Heyman
and Roman Reigns
a hot take or
with Stephen
fast
A.
Bake or hot take or fast
I thought about
bake
you.
Whatever.
I was working out when it was on, and Heyman was given these looks, and I was like, "That's exactly what Chuck is talking about."
Oh, yeah,
like
he can.
I mean, if you were just somebody that didn't really know, right? You would have thought like everything was real, what he was saying,
yes.
And you got the tribal chief up here talking about football. I didn't bring him up here for that. And
well, the funniest thing that he said was when they asked him about being the greatest manager of all time, and he was talking about being the greatest manager of all time, and they said, "Well, what about Bobby Heenan?" And they said, "Screw," and Paul goes, "Screw Bobby Heenan, he's dead." And that would have been Bobby Heenan would have loved that line.
Right.
Heenan would have absolutely loved that line. So anyway, good stuff from Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns. So SummerSlam coming up on Saturday. So,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. So
yeah, I'm gonna miss. Because it starts at 7.
I like the Peacock Saturday pay-per-views. I really do.
Yeah.
I like the Saturday pay-per-views on Peacock.
Yeah, I got Prep Sports Nation from 10 to 11, so I'm trying to figure. I'm probably just going to have to try to DVR it or something.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, if you have Peacock.
Well, I got Peacock, so yeah.
Okay, then just watch it.
Just watch it when I get home. Yeah, that's true.
It's on replay. You can watch it anytime. So.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, rank them coming up next. 404-726-0929 at JMCH316 at the D. Lewis for Real. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Nothing in life is free.
Back to more John Chuckery.
No, I'm having a good time. Having a good time.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Brownlicker Music Hour rolling right along. 404-726-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at JMCH316 at the D. Lewis for Real. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends. We would pick Randy's brain, pick Hugh's brain. Sometimes I would give those list, got those guys a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it. We call this segment Rank 'em.
Yeah. All right, JC, you a sandwich guy?
Sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
Rank these sandwiches.
What am I not a, you know, other than like octopus and raw tomatoes, like what am I not a guy of?
All right, rank these sandwich meats then. Ham, turkey, chicken, or just good old-fashioned bologna?
So on a sandwich?
Yeah.
I'll do ham first.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do bologna second.
Okay.
Turkey third, and the chicken fourth.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Not big on the chicken.
I mean, again, if it's like a big hunk of fried, like a Popeye's chicken sandwich or Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, you know, but just like a sliced chicken or something like that, nah.
Okay. All right. Nothing wrong with that. All right. We were talking about how bad Halle Berry was as a
Catwoman,
yet still she looked great. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of cat women that looked great. So rank them. Eartha Kitt, Halle Berry, Michelle Pfeiffer, Zoe Kravitz.
I like that Zoe Kravitz. I'll put her one. I'll put Halle Berry two.
Okay.
I'll put Michelle Pfeiffer three. And I'll put Eartha Kitt four. You should have included Julie Newmar, though.
She was the one that was on the TV. Adam West, right?
Yes.
She was the Adam West. Yes. Yeah.
She was the Catwoman on Batman.
Was she after Eartha Kitt? She had to be, obviously. But was she immediately, or was there anybody in between?
I don't know. I don't remember. But Julie Newmar was the main.
She was the main
one that played Catwoman on that TV show.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Rank these. Mexican dishes or, you know, side meals, whatever. Fajitas, tacos, burritos, enchiladas.
Tacos will always be number one in my heart.
Okay.
I'll do burritos second, fajitas three, and enchiladas four.
Okay.
Fajitas are a lot of work. Like, you got to scoop everything up and put it all together. I just want something simple. Like, something that's
already.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I like a taco. Like, you know, like, I like tacos.
Yeah.
But burritos are, like, we've been doing Burrito Friday at my work. And my day job. We've been doing Burrito Friday. There's one of these gas stations that sell burritos. And they're really good.
Nice.
We can't get them to stop putting the jalapenos in there, but outside of that, like, I get their chorizo burritos, so good.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
And El Taco Veloz, man, that's the best burritos around, I'm telling you. Best burritos you ever eat.
Nice. All right, you want to hit the text line? Because I just saw what time it was.
Yeah, so.
Let's give these guys a chance.
So we got a few here. So from the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, rank these. Jillian Sackovitz, Ella Dorsey. Courtney, I think her name is pronounced Jacobazzi or something like that. Jacobazzy. And then Jennifer Valdez. I will actually take Jillian Sackovitz number one. I'll take Jennifer Valdez number two. I'll take Ella Dorsey number three. I've heard some good stories about Ella. And she used to work. Something, yeah. She worked with us. She did some hits back in the old days on the midday.
She's the one that's on CBS, right?
Yes, she's the weather local girl. Her and Jennifer Valdez are the two weather girls. Okay. And that Courtney, Jacobazzi, okay. Jacobazzi or whatever.
Okay.
She's also a weather girl for CBS 46.
Okay.
I had to look her up. I didn't know who she was. She goes number four. I hate to say it that way, but I mean, she goes number four. So, let's see here. From our buddy Rusty on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Rank these going back to school first day clothing items. New shirt, new pants, new shoes, new jacket. Well, new shoes was always the big thing.
Yep.
So new shoes. New shirt was always the big thing, too. New pants. In the old days, it was Jordache jeans and new jacket. That would be number four. Especially like when it got cold and you had to have a members-only jacket. From the text line, rank these pitchers who have been at the trade deadline. CeCe Sabathia, Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, Zach Greinke. Boy, Sabathia had a monster run when he went to Milwaukee. And I hated seeing him go from the Indians, but they weren't going to pay him back in those days. Sabathia was a beast when he went to Milwaukee and helped him win the division. So I'll go Sabathia 1. I'll go Verlander 2. He won them a World Series. I'll go Greinke 3 and Max Scherzer number 4. Let's see here. From our buddy Alvy Cohen. Hazel, That Girl, Maude, Rhoda. Well, Maude is one of the funniest shows ever made.
Yeah.
Maude is, if I had to pick top 10 comedies, Maude is in my top 10. She, I mean, that whole cast is fabulous, and it's one of the funniest shows ever done. I'll actually take That Girl number 2. I'll take Rhoda number 3. That was the poor spinoff of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And then I don't even know what Hazel is, other than Hazel Eyes, whatever. So let's see here. From our buddy Matt Ryan. Rank these first basemen in their prime. Carlos Delgado, Jason Giambi, Todd Helton, Mo Vaughn.
Ooh.
I'll take Giambi 1. I'll take Delgado 2. I'll take Todd Helton 3. And I'm going to put Mo Vaughn at the bottom because he screwed Albert Bell out of the 1995 MVP. There is no question that Albert Bell should have been the MVP in 1995 for the year that he put up.
Right.
And because he was not a favorite of the press, he was not liked by the media, Mo Vaughn ended up winning the MVP. Yeah. Ain't no way on this earth that Mo Vaughn was a better MVP candidate than Albert Bell, who had the only season ever of 50 homers and 50 doubles in the same season. He was a beast. They were the best team in baseball. They went 144 on the season because they only had the 144 games that they played in the strike year.
Yep.
Ain't no way Mo Vaughn was a better impactful player than what Albert Bell was. Wasn't even close.
Yeah, I think you and Bob Nightingale actually talked about that a few little while back.
Oh, I could talk about it with anybody because it's ridiculous. If you voted for Mo Vaughn, you're ridiculous. You deserve to have your credit revoked. So, all right,
ready?
What you got?
Yeah. All right, here we go. All right, first up, some of these names, they're getting weirder and weirder. But here we go. I guess this one is Leanne. That's not too bad. But it's L-E-E. A-N-N dot Marie, but Marie is M-A-R-I-I-E.
Okay. She's got all kinds of crazy things. let's see here. Well, something went wrong there, so let's see if we can pull her up. Okay. She's got a lot of workout clothing.
Yeah,
know that,
All right, got her?
Yeah.
All right, this one is, I guess it's just Lisa B, L-I-S-A-B-E underscore.
L-I-S-A-B, what is it? E-E?
B-E underscore. One
B-E
E. Underscore.
Underscore. Oh, sorry. Underscore. Okay. Let's see if we can find her. Lisa B like that. Okay.
Got her?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Savannah Prez. So S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H.
S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H, right?
Prez, P-R-E-Z. Yeah.
See her. She actually pulled up on my... she actually pulled
Somebody's been over there looking.
Like she was... When I put at Savannah, like she was the first
thing. Oh, she was one of one. Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah.
Safe searching is blurred on, by the way, too. So. There you go.
All right, so you got her?
Yeah.
All right, and then this next one is... don't give me the line. So A-N-N-A.
A-N-N-A.
N-Y.
N-Y.
S-T-R-O-M. I guess it's Anna N-Y Strom.
Yeah. Anna Nystrom. A. They ask you a,
oh,
her
Nystrom.
Age, her birthday. Yeah, they have all the things that pop up with her. So. All right. I'm going to go with Leanne Marie, number one. I'm going to go Anna by the storm or whatever, you know, number two, Lisa Bebe, Adam Cole Bebe, number three, and Savannah Perez, number four.
All right, you think we got time for one more?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. J-F-A-Y-E.
J-A-Y-F.
J-F. J-A- J-F-A-Y-E.
J-F-A-Y-E, okay.
Dot fitness. Fitness is spelled regular.
Yeah, her name popped up. JFA. Oh, sorry. Wait. Hold on. At JA.
No, JFA.
JFAYE.
Dot fitness.
Dot fitness. All right. Oops. Sorry. Fitness. Okay.
All right. Got her.
Hang on here. Let's see. For whatever reason, it says the site can't be loaded. But I did see a, J Fitness.
All right, well, I got somebody else. I got a backup.
I got J Fitness, so okay. I'm looking at her. She's a certified personal trainer.
Yeah, that's her. So, that's okay. Her.
All right.
All right. Next up
right,
is.
Hang
a,
on.
Uh-oh.
It didn't. J. Nah, something went wrong. All right, go
All
ahead.
All right, here we go. Let's try Claudinka. So Claudinka.
Okay.
Underscore.
Mm-hmm.
Fitsk.
Fitsk. She's got a whole Claudia Almonte Javenga Fitness. Okay, got her.
All right. Erica. N-A, so E-R-I-C-A.
Uh-huh.
N-A-N.
Hang on. N-A-N.
G-L-E.
G-L-E.
Fit. F-I-T.
Let's see. All right. We got her.
All right. And then Jenna, J-E-N-N-A.
At J-E-N-N-A.
L-O-V.
L-O-V.
I-S-A.
I-S-A. All right. I will go Claudinka, fisting whatever thing, number one. The other girl went number four. I'll go, Jen Slovia, number two, and Erica, whatever her name is, Erica Badu or whatever her name is. So anyway, all right, that's Rank 'em for a Tuesday. Coming back with the Love TKO, Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio 99 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Back to more John Chuckery.
No, I'm having a good time. Having a good time.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. 404-726-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. At JMCH316. At the D. Lewis for real. Used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends. We would pick Randy's brain, pick Hugh's brain. Sometimes I would give those guys a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it. We call this segment Rank 'em.
Yeah. All right, JC, you a sandwich guy?
Sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
Rank these sandwiches.
What am I not a, you know, other than like octopus and raw tomatoes, like what am I not a guy of?
All right, rank these sandwich meats then. Ham, turkey, chicken, or just good old-fashioned bologna?
So on a sandwich?
Yeah.
I'll do ham first.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do bologna second.
Okay.
Turkey third, and the chicken fourth.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Not big on the chicken?
I mean, again, if it's like a big hunk of fried, like a Popeye's chicken sandwich or Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, just like a sliced chicken or something like that, nah.
Okay. All right. Nothing wrong with that. All right. We were talking about how bad Halle Berry was as a...
Catwoman,
yet still she looked great. And there's a couple of cat women that looked great. So rank them. Eartha Kitt, Halle Berry, Michelle Pfeiffer, Zoe Kravitz.
I like that Zoe Kravitz. I'll put her one. I'll put Halle Berry two.
Okay.
I'll put Michelle Pfeiffer three. And I'll put Eartha Kitt four. You should have included Julie Newmar, though.
She was the one that was on the TV. Adam West, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was the Adam West. Yes. Yeah.
She was the Catwoman on. Yeah. Batman.
Was she after Eartha Kitt? She had to be, obviously. But was she immediately, or was there anybody in between?
I don't know. I don't remember. But Julie Newmar was the main.
She was the main one
that played Catwoman on that TV show.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Rank these. Mexican dishes or, side meals, whatever. Fajitas, tacos, burritos, enchiladas.
Tacos will always be number one in my heart.
Okay.
I'll do burritos second, fajitas three, and enchiladas four.
Okay.
Fajitas are a lot of work. Like, you got to scoop everything up and put it all together. I just want something simple. Like, something that's
already.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I like a taco. Like, I like tacos.
Yeah, yeah.
But burritos are, like, we've been doing Burrito Friday at my work and my day job. We've been doing Burrito Friday. There's one of these gas stations that sell burritos, and they're really good.
Nice.
We can't get them to stop putting the jalapenos in there, but outside of that, like, I get their chorizo burritos, so good.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
And El Taco Veloz, man, that's the best burritos around. Burritos you ever eat.
Nice. All right, you want to hit the text line? Because I just saw what time it was.
Yeah. So
let's give these guys a chance.
So we got a few here. So from the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, rank these. Jillian Sackovitz, Ella Dorsey, Courtney, I think her name is pronounced Jacobazzi or something like that. Jacobazzy. And then Jennifer Valdez. I will actually take Jillian Sackovitz number one. I'll take Jennifer Valdez number two. I'll take Ella Dorsey number three. I've heard some good stories about Ella. And she used to work. Something, yeah. She worked with us. She did some hits back in the old days on the midday.
She's the one that's on CBS, right?
Yes, she's the weather local girl. Her and Jennifer Valdez are the two weather girls. Okay. And that Courtney Jacobazzi, Jacobazzi or whatever.
Okay.
She's also a weather girl for CBS 46.
Okay.
I had to look her up. I didn't know who she was. So she goes number four. I hate to say it that way, but I mean she goes. Number four. So let's see here. From our buddy Rusty on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Rank these going back to school first day clothing items. New shirt, new pants, new shoes, new jacket. Well, new shoes was always the big thing.
Yep.
So new shoes. New shirt was always the big thing, too. New pants. In the old days, it was Jordache jeans. And new jacket. That would be number four. Especially like when it got cold and you had to have a members-only jacket. From the text line, rank these pitchers who have been at the trade deadline. CeCe Sabathia, Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, Zach Greinke. Boy, Sabathia had a monster run when he went to Milwaukee. And I hated seeing him go from the Indians, but they weren't going to pay him back in those days. Sabathia was a beast when he went to Milwaukee and helped him win the division. So I'll go Sabathia 1. I'll go Verlander 2. He won them a World Series. I'll go Greinke 3 and Max Scherzer number 4. Let's see here. From our buddy Alvy Cohen. Hazel, that girl, Maude, Rhoda. Well, Maude is one of the funniest shows ever made.
Yeah.
Maude is, if I had to pick top 10 comedies, Maude is in my top 10. She, I mean, that whole cast is fabulous, and it's one of the funniest shows ever done. I'll actually take That Girl number 2. I'll take Rhoda number 3. That was the poor spinoff of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And then I don't even know what Hazel is, other than Hazel Eyes, whatever. So let's see here. From our buddy Matt Ryan, rank these first basemen in their prime: Carlos Delgado, Jason Giambi, Todd Helton, Mo Vaughn.
Ooh.
I'll take Giambi 1. I'll take Delgado 2. I'll take Todd Helton 3. And I'm going to put Mo Vaughn at the bottom because he screwed Albert Bell out of the 1995 MVP. There is no question that Albert Bell should have been the MVP in 1995 for the year that he put up.
Right.
And because he was not a favorite of the press, he was not liked by the media, mm-hmm. Mo Vaughn ended up winning the MVP. Yeah. Ain't no way on this earth that Mo Vaughn was a better MVP candidate than Albert Bell,
yeah.
who had the only season ever of 50 homers and 50 doubles in the same season. He was a beast. They were the best team in baseball. They went 144 mm-hmm. on the season because
yeah.
they only had the 144 games that they played in the strike year.
Yep.
Ain't no way Mo Vaughn was a better impactful player than what Albert Bell was. Wasn't even close.
Yeah, I think you and Bob Nightingale actually talked about that a few little while back.
Oh, I could talk about it with anybody because it's ridiculous. If you voted for Mo Vaughn, you're ridiculous. You deserve to have your credit revoked. So, all right,
ready?
What you got? Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, first up, some of these names, they're getting weirder and weirder. But here we go. I guess this one is Leanne. That's not too bad. But it's L-E-E. A-N-N
mm-hmm.
dot Marie, but Marie is M-A-R-I-I-E.
Okay. She's got all kinds of crazy things. let's see here. Well, something went wrong there, so let's see. We can pull her up. Okay. She's got a lot of workout clothing.
Yeah.
Know that,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. All right, got her?
Yeah.
All right, this one is, I guess it's just Lisa B, L-I-S-A-B-E underscore.
L-I-S-A-B, what is it? E-E?
B-E underscore. One
B-E
E. Underscore.
Underscore, oh, sorry, underscore. Okay. Let's see if we can find her. Lisa B like that. Okay.
Got her?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Savannah Prez, so S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H.
S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H, right?
Prez, P-R-E-Z. Yeah.
See her. She actually pulled up on my...
Uh-oh.
She actually
Somebody's been over there looking.
Like she was... When I put at Savannah, like she was the first thing.
Oh, she was one of one. Gotcha, gotcha.
Safe searching is blurred on, by the way, too. So. There you go.
All right, so you got her?
Yeah.
All right, and then this next one is, don't give me the line. So A-N-N-A.
A-N-N-A.
N-Y.
N-Y.
S-T-R-O-M. I guess it's Anna N-Y Strom.
Yeah. Anna Nystrom. They ask you
Nystrom.
Age, her birthday. Yeah, they have all the things that pop up with her. So, all right. I'm going to go with Leanne Marie, number 1. I'm going to go Anna by the storm or whatever, you know, number 2. Lisa Bebe, Adam Cole Bebe, number 3, and Savannah Perez, number 4.
All right. You think we got time for one more?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. J-F-A-Y-E.
Okay.
Dot fitness. Fitness is spelled regular.
Yeah. Her name popped up. J-F-A. Oh, sorry. Wait. Hold on. At J-A.
No, J-F-A.
J-F-A-Y-E.
Uh-huh. Dot fitness.
Dot fitness. All right. Oops, sorry. Fitness. Okay.
All right, got her?
Hang on here. Let's see. For whatever reason, it says the site can't be loaded. But I did see a J-Fitness.
All right, well, I got somebody else. I got a backup.
I got Jay Fitness, so okay. I'm looking at her. She's a certified personal trainer.
Yeah, that's her. That's her. All right, next up is...
Hang on. Uh-oh. It didn't... Jay... Nah, something went wrong. All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Let's try Claudinka. So Claudinka.
Okay.
Underscore. Mm-hmm.
FITSK. FITSK. She's got a whole Claudia Almonte Javenga Fitness. Okay, I got her.
All right. Erica N-A, so E-R-I-C-A.
Uh-huh.
N-A-N.
Hang on. N-A-N.
G-L-E.
G-L-E.
Fit. F-I-T.
Let's see. All right. We got her.
All right. And then Jenna, J-E-N-N-A.
J-E-N-N-A.
L-O-V.
L-O-V.
I-S-A.
I-S-A. All right. I will go Claudinka, fisting whatever thing, number one. The other girl went number four. I'll go, with, Jen Slovia, number two, and Erica, whatever her name is, Erica Badu or whatever her name is. So anyway, all right, that's Rank 'Em for a Tuesday. Coming back with the Love TKO, Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio 99 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.